people are out
there. So that's five more in Guantanamo
consumed
Bay.
Consumed by hate.
Yeah.
And they just want to destroy things.
Mm-hmm. Because they think they're going to get those 250 virgins. When they...
I think it's 70 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where it got to be 250.
It's a whole bunch of them. I know that. More than they can handle. But they're looking forward to that. Also, the gunman opened fire Wednesday in a busy hair salon.
Yeah.
You heard about that.
Domestic dispute, right?
Killing eight people. Well, they're in a custody problem for their kids in court. So instead, he goes out and shoots up the salon. Then on those,
that accomplished a lot, right, didn't he?
Yeah. Scott Evans DeCrar, 42 years old.
Actually, does anything worse than these guys who go out and kill their wives
spouses,
and kids and
the mother of their
then
children?
Don't kill themselves? Come on. Why don't you just kill yourself and get
instead,
it over?
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I think. I say that all the time. Just turn the gun on yourself when you start thinking
save
those thoughts.
Save everybody a lot of trouble.
Gee, Manny, it's crazy. Absolutely nuts. Okay, what else? Weird scene at Atlanta protest. Oh.
The big. Oh, yeah, that was creepy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, you know what I heard? They're
going, I can play that if you want. I mean, it's creepy listening to these are the Wall Street protesters, the Atlanta version.
Well, you know what I heard? They're supposed to go international today. London, yeah.
No, Wall they're already Street, international. They're
Wall Street sit-in goes global today for an October revolution. They better dress warm, I'll tell you that, though. It's cold over there.
Some special event planned?
Mm-hmm, they do. On the web, rally the streets protest on today around the globe. New Zealand, Alaska, London, Frankfurt, Washington, and, of course, New York, where the past months, of course, they're occupying Wall Street.
Do you want to hear just a little bit of these Atlanta
people? All right, play
a
little
bit. It's creepy, I'm telling you. These are protesters sitting in a park.
Okay, they have purpose, right?
And they have this skinny, heroin addict-looking guy up there on the stage.
Heroin addict-looking guy. Maybe he hasn't eaten. Okay. Anytime today. Before I turn 85.
We have someone here.
Okay, I can't understand what they're saying.
He's saying phrases, and then the crowd is repeating them after.
What are the phrases? That's what I want to know.
Okay, we're here today.
Okay, we're here today.
About to hear from.
No.
Congressman so-and-so Lewis. It's Congressman so-and-so Lewis. They're like little kindergartners repeating that.
They think they're in Catholic church or something?
He wants them not to clap. He wants them to move their hands like this instead of clapping, because if they clap, you might interfere with somebody else's chance to speak.
Is he trying to keep everybody organized and in control?
But he's creepy.
Who is he?
And they end up not letting Congressman Lewis talk. And he's a famous civil rights leader from the
And why
battle
didn't they,
days.
Why didn't they let him talk? Because it got too noisy?
The crowd could not reach a consensus. They didn't think that any one person should be any more important than any other person. And if they let a congressman speak, then he would be considered more important.
They are going to be passing out Kool-Aid any day now.
These
what
are
is
creepy, nutty-looking people.
Oh, my
And finally, Congressman Lewis, you know, he just turns around and walks away. And he wouldn't make any negative comments afterwards. But
what happens? It starts out for a good cause, and then just the craziness comes out.
Like the guy pooping on the police car, right?
Yeah, what was up with that? He was too lazy to go to the bathroom?
I don't know. I don't know whether he was trying to make a political statement or...
A political statement. That's funny. That's funny. Ooh. Well, when we come back, we've got some more hot topics of the day. We're going to find out about the another war for Obama. We already talked about that, but much more to come right here on Broadview. We appreciate you listening today. And if you'd like to email us, broadview1@live.com. broadview1@live.com. We'll be right back.
The Buzz. For 7 years, Reno endured the terror. Now, International Academy of Style, a Redken School of Cosmetology, dares to present the unholy resurrection of Frightmare. The legendary Halloween Terror Fest returns as Frightmare 2011 rises from the depths of hell to the Legends parking lot in front of Shields in Sparks.
Just off Highway 80.
90,000 square feet of scares, thrills, and dark-hearted fun. The evil 3D Clown Town. Rikers Island Prison. The Black black hole.
Log on to FrightMare2011.com for tickets, times, and more information. One ticket. Three scary attractions. Not recommended for kids under 8. People with heart problems. Or the pregnant. FrightMare 2011. Open tonight.
Sponsored in part by the drive-thru Baskin-Robbins and Sparks. And second location at the Galena Raley Center.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back and welcome to my co-host, JP. And you can check out his website at jpattitude.com. And JP's moment of common sense coming up a little bit later on. We were just talking during the break. We know that President Obama has a new war. He's going into Uganda now with 100 foot soldiers. Right. And you were saying you think this is a distraction distract us from what's going on.
The scandals are adding up,
with Solyndra. What is going on with that?
It's not just Solyndra. It's like every 2 days, there's another green company that got hundreds of millions or even over $1 billion that shouldn't have gotten it. There's the Fast and Furious scandal that Amy wanted us to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Fast and Furious. So that kind of update us on that.
A number of federal bureaus led by the ATF was selling guns illegally to Mexican drug
cartels.
Yeah. And they were taking them down there and killing Mexican citizens. They estimate at least 200 Mexican civilians have been killed by guns that our federal bureaucracy sold to them. And this is a crime.
How can we believe
this? These were automatic
this?
Weapons that they were selling, and they didn't keep track of them. The idea was, for something like this, is to sell them in a sting and then track the guns and arrest the people who bought them.
Right.
But they didn't track them. They just let them go into Mexico, and there's thousands of these weapons over there. And finally, when the crap hit the fan was when a border patrol agent got killed by one of the guns that the Obama administration sold to the Mexicans.
Who would do this? Who would, first of all, in the government, okay, Obama, but who would okay
well,
this
it's
to happen?
Well, turned into an enormous scandal for Obama.
So many
and
people
Eric
know
Holder.
About it?
Eric Holder's Eric lied Holder. To Congress already. He said he didn't understand the question, but he's lying. He's still lying because he says he didn't learn about it to a certain period of time, and they have Obama giving a speech 3 months earlier than that saying that he'd heard about this from Eric Holder. So apparently the president thinks you're lying because he gave a speech saying that you were lying.
You know what's kind of a good thing I'm seeing here? I see the future. All of the politicians are going to be gone. Because once they catch up with everything that's going on, who are they going to blame?
Well, the same day that they're issuing subpoenas for Eric Holder, Eric Holder came out and announced that they had found this Iranian plot to kill this Saudi Arabian diplomat. So you see,
so
it's
just
like a distraction.
Yeah, distraction, distraction, distraction.
A couple days later, Obama sends troops into Uganda. Okay, it's a distraction. I think those things are unimportant. What's important is the number of times that they've been caught in the last few weeks doing something illegal.
I think there's so much that we don't even know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
You know, yes. And it started way back when, Nixon. I mean, there's so much we don't know about that whole administration.
Nixon? I did not like Nixon. It's a fact.
It's a fact.
Some people still try to defend the man. I mean,
it's good and bad. You have good in you. But once you get into the political arena, what happens? I don't know. You start rotting from inside out.
My parents would get so mad at me because he'd give a television speech and I'd be sitting there on the floor and I'd just howl at the screen. I'd say, this man is creepy.
Oh, my God.
And my parents would be, Jimmy, shut up.
Little
He's
autism?
The president.
Little autism, Jimmy? Little autism going on?
But I was right, wasn't he? He was creepy.
Well, he was creepy, but he also did some things.
Like what? What was good?
You know.
Oh, everybody dear. Always points to the China thing.
You know, I got to tell you, before I even cared.
Right.
I was busy listening to my music and just doing...
See how weird I was? Yes. Even as a kid, I was into politics.
You were, way back when. I'm starting to believe some of the things you say.
That I was weird or that...
I know, that's true. Yeah, so okay. So that's strange stuff going on there. Distraction.
So my next column is going to be about the scandals because there's gotten to be so many of them, it's hard to keep track. You mentioned Solyndra. Everybody seems to know that name. But there's like four or five other of these companies now that shouldn't have gotten money, that have gone bankrupt and shouldn't have, and have wasted taxpayer
funds. So what's
going
to happen? You think they're going to find some connection with Obama or people in the administration that brother, family, friends, business partners?
Yes, we already have those connections. They're all people who were donating to the Obama campaign or to Pelosi's campaign. Somebody in her family got 700 and some million. They just got that a couple weeks ago.
And what was that for? Another
green
business?
They were trying to get
business?
Under the September 30th was the deadline, so the Obama administration gave 700 and some million to a company that's where Pelosi's brother-in-law works.
Let me ask you something. How do you find out about these things?
They're all on the internet, but like I say, there's so many of them now, it's confusing, and that's why I'm going to write a column and try to show everybody how much of this stuff is going on. Fast and Furious, Solyndra.
JPattitude.com.
Yeah.
Wow. It's amazing. Yeah. I just can't even keep up with it.
And he's going to get desperate trying to distract us, so I think this war in there, this sending troops into Uganda is just the beginning. He's going to have to do something even bigger to distract us. So is that pessimistic or what?
That's really kind of scary now.
What's he going to do?
What's he going to do? No, I think, do you think they're clipping at his heels? Do you think the wolves are catching up with him?
Yeah, I think a lot of Democrats are already asking that he not run.
How many people in his administration do you believe are in cahoots with
him? I think Eric Holder has to go.
He has to go.
The only way Obama can save himself is to let go of Eric Holder
and
stop trying to defend him.
And Pelosi.
How many times can he be caught lying under oath before you get rid of the attorney general?
Harry Reid. I had something here on Harry Reid. Oh, they just passed that. They just passed a bill this last week. Not the trade agreement, but yeah, with Colombia. What was it? Colombia, South Korea. Trade deals.
Free trade. Okay,
yeah, with Colombia, South Korea, Panama.
Right. They've been working on that for a while.
Yeah, Capitol Hill. I mean, for a long, long time, and it really was jammed up. And now, all of a sudden, it's bipartisan. I mean, everybody's agreeing with it, the deal.
Kind of like what happened in NAFTA. They did the same thing. Everybody seemed to be against it or fighting it, and then all of a sudden, bipartisan, they passed it.
Most House Republicans voted in favor of the deal. Many Democrats opposed it, including Harry Reid. Harry Reid said he doesn't believe in the bill. It's not a good bill, but if that's